As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Regrets. Let's not say anything we're going to regret.
I regret it.
All of us will come to regret this.
I'm serious. You won't regret it. Get over here right now.
Do you have regrets from the past week? We want to hear them. It's Monday Regrets with Chris and Amy.
You can also tell us if you regret something that you've just been hanging on to for years.
Yeah, we've all got that.
And know that you can do this anonymously. Nobody is going
listening
to know it's you. What'd you say?
Listening.
No, like no one's going to know that it's you. You don't have to give
us
your name.
No. You do not have to give us your name. I've got a bunch of regrets, although, I don't know, Ronj, maybe I wasn't meant to travel. Maybe I would have died on a plane or something this weekend. Because here's the deal. As I mentioned earlier, the Boston Marathon is going on right now. I was supposed to be running the Boston Marathon. I signed up, so I lost a bunch of money. But I signed up for the Boston Marathon, and I fell on the road. I stepped on a gumball tree, and sprained my ankle, and I couldn't go to Boston. So that was very sad. So what do you do if you're not going to run the Boston Marathon? You think, well, I have that Friday off. We're going to go to Colorado. I'm going to hike with Noah. Everybody who listens to the show knows Noah. She's amazing. She's so cool, so fun, loves to go on adventures. So we book a trip to Boulder. It's a little early in the season to hike at the high elevations. There's still snow. So we book a trip to Boulder to go on a hike. 75 degrees all week last week. 75 degrees and sunny all week this week. But guess what happened? On the Friday, Saturday, Sunday, we were supposed to be in Boulder. A massive storm hit the entire state of Colorado, dumped 14 inches of snow on the mountains. But in Boulder and Denver, 750 flights were canceled or delayed. They closed Highway 70 in both directions. So we had our trip canceled. So I didn't go to Colorado either.
Well, it's not even a regret because you couldn't help it. It's not like a decision you made and you should have made a one, right? You shouldn't feel so bad about that.
I regret falling on the gumball.
Now, that's different.
I mean, I didn't try to fall on it.
No.
Yeah. But you know what happened is I looked up at, I don't know, a house. And then I stepped on the gumball. So
what are you looking at houses for? Concentrate on running.
I know. It was pretty. It was a pretty house. And I looked, I thought, look at that pretty house. And the next thing I knew, I was on the ground. So anyway, I lost my trip to Boston. I lost my trip to Colorado. Do you know what we did instead? We went to Elephant Rocks.
Elephant Rocks.
We drove to Farmington, Ironton. We went to Caledonia, went to the Mercantile there. I bought bags of candy. We hiked Tomsock Mountain. And we swung by Elephant Rocks.
Where
Ronj has never been, never even heard of Elephant Rocks. Claims to be from the St. Louis area. Never heard of Elephant Rocks. That's like never hearing of Cahokia Mounds.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
We took field trips to Cahokia Mounds.
If you think Ronj is somehow not a real St. Louisan because he's never heard of Elephant Rocks or Johnson Shut-ins, 314-436-7900. How have you heard of Johnson Shut-ins and not Elephant Rocks?
Dude, I don't know.
Why didn't your grandma and Baldwin tell you about these things?
I don't know.
I regret she didn't tell you.
That's not her fault.
Hmm?
We had better things to do.
Matt, have you heard of Elephant Rocks?
Of course, I've been there.
He's a child, and he's heard of it. He's been there.
Well,
it's fine. I mean, they are just big rocks, and it's far away. You're not missing out on a whole lot by not going.
Oh, okay, so you just crapped all over elephant rocks.
Well, you need to at least know about it.
Please let the Google review be, it's fine.
It's fine.
They're just big rocks, far. And it's far away.
I'll tell you what.
It's a geological mystery. Read the plaque that's there. They don't know. No one knows how they got there, how they formed.
You know, I subscribe to the Rachel Zimmerman philosophy of washing your car by driving it while it's raining.
Yeah.
So I totally regret not driving around yesterday while it was raining.
See, that is 100% your fault. Wait a minute. Didn't you visit your mother?
Yeah, but I got home before all of it.
Oh, that's such a regret.
I should have gone back out into the rain.
I happened to be parked outside for both rainstorms Saturday and Sunday.
Also, Amy, after hearing this story that occurred over the weekend, I fully regret not taking up my friend's offer on the katana sword that he said I could have if I wanted it. This
What's
was
a
years
katana
ago.
Katana sword?
It's like the samurai sword.
Oh.
Yeah, he offered this to me years ago, and I'm like, I don't want your sword, buddy. He's like, no, you can have it, totally. And I said no. And the reason I wish I had it is that a Jefferson County man is in jail after he attacked two people in University City. He went into two apartment buildings. He kicked in the door of a woman's apartment, and he ran away when the woman's dog started barking. Then he goes across the street to another apartment building, kicked in another door, and stabbed a man in the chest.
Oh my gosh.
So,
when was this?
He did not know either of the victims. He just did this randomly.
When was this?
So, this happened at the end of last week. So, right at the weekend. He has been in, he did it Friday morning. So, it must have been early Friday morning. And he is in jail as we speak right now. Rodney D. Cox is his name. And I wish I had that sword just in case somebody kicks in my door.
Yeah, well, you could sleep with a sword under your bed. I have a friend who sleeps with a baseball bat under her bed. I do feel like I need to sleep with something under my bed. Like, in case there's a bad guy.
We've got a voice message from Elizabeth, who has a Monday regret.
I regret having a chipped molar pulled the Thursday before Easter weekend. I had to chop my ham into little tiny bite-sized pieces. I should have just bought the king tam.
Oh.
If she had a sword, she could have samurai chopped that ham.
No, you can't get precise and cut your ham into little cubes.
Oh, have you seen samurais? If she threw her ham up in the air and a skillful swordsman could chop that ham up. Wow, I am so sorry you got that chipped molar pulled right before Easter. Ham is hard to eat without teeth.
Yeah, no kidding.
It is. I do like ham.
This texter says, I regret being unable to write a happy Easter message like Trump can. Happy Easter to even the haters and losers. Here's a message. I grew up in West County, and I have never heard of Elephant Rocks. Thank you.
I like now that we have a totally irrelevant correlation between West County and Elephant Rocks because I brought up your grandma.
Yeah, that's right.
How old are you, Texter?
Yeah,
listen,
let us know.
People have been going to Elephant Rocks. I went to Elephant Rocks when I was 19. My mom said when she was a kid, it was the thing to go to Johnson Shut-ins and Elephant Rocks. You had to have heard of Elephant Rocks.
I remember people when I was a kid talking about Johnson Shut-ins.
They're really close to each other.
So I didn't quite understand what it meant, and I didn't ask. I just thought they were people who were like holed up in their house.
Holed up, yeah, the Johnson Shut-in.
He's a shut-in.
It sounds like a weird family.
Yeah.
Well, down at the end of the cul-de-sac, there's the Johnson Shut-ins.
They never come outside.
They never come outside. The Johnsons are so weird.
They have everything delivered before there was Amazon.
Yeah. No, it's a very cool thing. I've never been swimming in Johnson Shut-In, so that is a thing I'm going to do this summer, is go to Johnson Shut-Ins. It looks beautiful. I will say that whole area, like Farmington, up until we drove, like I said, through there to Caledonia, to the Mercantile, it's really pretty country out there. I think it's the Black River. I think that's the name of it. It's actually kind of gorgeous.
This texter says, I regret not knowing where West County begins and ends.
Where does it?
I don't know.
Actually, I think Clayton is. Is Clayton considered
no.
West County?
No.
I just thought West County was everything.
Clayton is like the beginning of the county, heading west.
Yeah. So is that West County?
No. They're talking about West St. Louis County.
Yeah.
That's what West County means. You're the west part of
St. Louis County.
And
oh, because that's east.
There's South County. County, North County, West County.
And East County.
And it's all part of St. Louis County.
No one says East County. That's Clayton.
Or North County, South County,
yeah,
West County.
County. How come there's no East County? That's Clayton.
It's just called Clayton.
That seems pretentious.
Clayton doesn't want to be called East County.
They should. That's what it is.
No, they're Clayton. They like being Clayton.
Have you? There are shirts. I don't think they make them anymore. It was one of the local companies. And they had all the different neighborhoods like Dogtown and Clayton and West County, South County, The Hill. And they had funny little slogans. And they had one with Clayton and said, Clayton, the Manhattan of St. Louis County.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Who made that?
It was one of the local t-shirt companies where all of the slogans were tongue-in-cheek.
Okay.
Like, they were all a little bit self-derogatory.
I get it. That, you know, there's a little, that makes sense.
A little self-effacing. It wasn't St. Louis County. It was like the Manhattan of St. Louis or the Manhattan of Missouri. I forgot. It was something like that. But I kind of regret not buying one of those shirts because all the neighborhood sayings, they were very niche and they just made you chuckle. Like, they were so St. Louis.
I also, I regret now, Amy, mm-hmm. going back to my car, not getting one of those window hammers.
Oh, in case you fall into the water?
In case I fall into a sinkhole in the water. So.
I just feel almost more concerned about
my
stuff.
You know what I'm talking about? They're like little hammer. I got the little point at the end. You kind of just push on the window and it shatters and you can get out in an emergency. With all these sinkholes opening up in the area, if I fall into one in my car and it's filling up with water, I need it.
Grandparents are the best for all of the little emergency things. My grandparents had the little hammer to break your window. They're like, in case we drive into the creek, in case we drive into the river, we need this little hammer. They had that. They had one of the emergency radios. I don't know what they're called, but it's a specific emergency radio.
It's not the weather radio, is it? Are you talking about one that you can communicate with?
You can't communicate with it.
I think that's a weather radio.
Maybe
like
it was
that.
Just a weather radio.
Yeah.
He had one of those. They had the secure bar, the security bar that you shove under the handle of your door.
What is that?
Yes, you know, it's a bar, and there's a little, like, the way it's shaped is it fits snugly under the handle of your door, and then basically if someone were to break in, even if they unlock the door, they couldn't open it up because the bar.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Yeah.
I've seen those.
For bad guys.
Oh, yeah.
I bought one in honor of my grandparents in case someone tries to break in and kill me. I bought a bad guy security bar.
Here's a message. Says, I don't have any regrets about it, but I wonder if it's wrong that I smile to myself while walking my dog when she stops to answer the call of nature in a neighbor's yard where they have a sign promoting a candidate I despise. I have to add, I am a responsible pet owner, and I pick up after my dog after she does her business. This is from Ben.
Well, Ben...
Ben doesn't regret letting...
I'm trying to think if he's regretting an aspect of his personality. Is that what he's implying? Like that he might regret an aspect of his personality?
That he enjoys it when his dog does business in a yard where there's a political sign he doesn't like. I don't think you could... Yeah, you shouldn't feel bad as long as you're cleaning up after.
I'm really thinking about the ham. That would be such a bummer.
This texter says Clayton is mid-county. No, it isn't. St. Louis is not St. Louis County. It's its own thing.
What are you talking about? Yeah, we know that. We're talking about St. Louis County.
Right. So in order for Clayton to be mid-county, this St. Louis, the city, would have to be
I
the county.
I trust the texter. No. I think this texter, you don't come up with a phrase like mid-county unless you know what you're talking about.
No, I think they made it up.
It's the county seat, I can tell you that.
Here's a message. Once I told my friend years ago that only in Jefferson County can you get away with walking down the street with a sword. I saw a guy walking down 30 with a sword, and it was odd to see.
Wow.
Yes, of course it is.
It is odd to see. I will say St. Louis has some weird things like that. I mean, of course, there's the guns and the homicide, but the sword guy is bad. And there was that machete guy for a long time. They caught the machete guy.
We had a machete guy?
Mm-hmm. Glover saw him, and then I think he was arrested.